Okay.
tell me who I'm being interviewed by and what school and rest of that.
I'm Doug Gribbins, and this is Dave Watson. We're from WORW-FM, Port Huron Northern.
Great.
And we're talking to Gene Simmons.
We sure are, and we're using our DJ voice, coming at you strong, over WORW-FM. Can I make it as a disc jockey for you guys?
Well, hey, listen, anytime you want to do a show.
Tell me how many watts it is.
Ten.
10 watts?
10 watts.
What do you mean 10 watts? 10,000.
No, 10 watts. But hey, we cover a big distance.
How can you beat 10 watts?
Well, see.
Are you serious?
No, really.
Where's it go?
It goes, well, we got a pretty wide coverage. What do you say, Mr. Watson?
Oh, what, 30,000? More than that.
At least.
Hey, that's big enough.
For
Why
sure.
Not? What am I reading here?
What are you reading? That's our program guide.
That's our program guide. WRW. Full coverage sports. WRW provides the listener with not only scores of sporting events, but also the reporting behind the scores. We go one step further, one step beyond. Okay.
All right.
Are we recording?
Yes, we are.
You want to check it? See if we're. It's nothing I'm doing. All I take from finding out is nothing.
Okay.
Okay. Can we hear a bit?
All right. Back. See what you.
Yes, we're back. That was direct, live from Port Huron, the Holiday Inn, and a burp by Gene Simmons.
Okay, this has really been some night for Port Huron, I'll tell you. It's like...
What happened?
What happened? Well, like, everybody's been waiting for this.
Oh, I thought you meant the eclipse.
Oh, no, that was second biggest thing for
us. Second biggest thing. Well, you know what happened tonight? There was a full moon out, and there was a very strange kind of change that came over me. Quite suddenly, actually, my canines started to grow. By the way, what do you think of Panasonic, since we're being recorded on it right now?
Well, I'll tell you.
Well, why don't you?
I think Panasonic and Memorex are the way to go. All the way. And, you know,
where are you going to go? Oh, the way to go. I got you. Well, let's go on.
Okay. What did you think of the Port Huron audience tonight?
Great. What did you think of the Port Huron?
Hey, I really thought they'd put it back to you.
Well, that's at least as important as the performer putting out. So one thing a lot of people don't realize is that without the audience support, we can't do what we do. We can't go out there and bust your what's acceptable. Bust your hump. Is that okay?
Hind end.
It'll do.
Okay. And for people to be sitting on their hands. We're watching James Cagney right at this second, and we just lowered the sound down. I mean, without the audience, we couldn't do what we do.
What did
and
you?
I think the audience tonight proved it. That Port Huron is as rock and roll as any city. Nobody's got to say anything.
We tried. That's for sure.
Well, you did. It's as simple as that. What did you think of the audience?
I thought they were really fantastic.
You bet. When people stand from the beginning of the show, they say, okay, we're putting out, now it's your turn. We're standing for you, you come up to what we expect from you. And if you don't give people what they expect, you know, from the beginning of a show, especially if they're standing for you, they're going to let you know that. How many encores did we do tonight?
Three.
Oh.
It's really, you know, you guys really put out, you know how to do it.
Well, we try hard, you know.
You work.
Which one are you? The one with the whiskers, the cat whiskers? Are you that one? Oh, you're not in the band. Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, I tell you, I was you. That's right. We had a spirit week assembly, and I was you. Do you feel honored, tell me?
Sure. Anytime anybody spends any kind of time to do anything for the band, I feel honored. See these pictures, and there's a painting that somebody spent a lot of time doing. We get presents every time we get. These things we got tonight, everybody's got their own presents. And I've got this jacket on, you know, with the face that somebody spent a lot of time doing.
Are you kidding? That somebody made that jacket?
Yeah.
I wish you could see this jacket. It's really something. But
I just got it tonight. It's all, we have a trophy room. where we collect everything. And right here live, you can hear the voices of the KISS fans storming the holiday. When are we on, the holiday?
Yeah. Okay.
We are?
Yes.
Okay. We've been spoiled, you know. We started out staying in Holiday Inns, and after we started headlining the shows, we started into Sheratons and what are the fancy ones?
Hilton.
Howard Johnson's. Yeah, Hilton's especially. I love those Hiltons. When we were in Chicago, we stayed at the Playboy Club. There weren't a lot of Playboys, though. A lot of Playgirls. Not a lot of Playgirls. And that's about where we are. Here I am drinking Tab. It's sugar-free.
Which is something you probably will not see for a long time, free sugar.
Now that was a very witty thing to say.
I thought so.
Witty backwards is E-T-U. E-T-U.
Yeah, that's right.
Witty.
Where do you guys head from, come from?
Mars.
Come from Mars?
Yes.
Any particular district on Mars?
Zram.
Zram.
Mars backwards.
Oh. That makes sense.
Yes, I guess about as much as anything else. No, we come from New York when we're there, and tomorrow people will say, where do you come from? And we'll say, why, we just came from Port Huron.
You're going to Traverse City, I think, tomorrow, aren't you?
Are we?
Yeah, I think so.
You know, but seriously, folks, in the beginning of the band or whatever, we used to have to do mostly everything. And it's gotten to the point, thank God, or thank whoever is up there or down there, where we don't have to worry too much about anything, really. There are people that get paid to make sure that we don't have to wash our laundry or any of that stuff. So I have no idea where we're going tomorrow. It's all booked ahead of time. It's sold out ahead of time. and the rest of that. We do have itineraries. I guess if I checked and if I really wanted to do that. But it's actually much better to save all your energy for the show. Instead of having to worry about details, what time is the flight,
yeah.
What time do you have to do the interview, what time do you have to do any of that stuff, you know? All of it's really exciting, but it's much more interesting if it's, if it just comes along, stream of consciousness kind of thing. Why? I used a college word, stream of consciousness.
It's only a high school station.
It is?
Yes.
A high school rock and roll. Has anybody around here seen High School Confidential? It's an old movie with Jerry Lee Lewis in it. Great stuff. Anyway, what else would you like to say? Why do you guys wear the makeup? Why are you doing what you're doing?
Yeah, really. Why did you ever start wearing that? Was it just something you...
Okay. We come from a city that's got 10 million people in it, and there are concerts every day of the week. More than one, usually. There's almost nothing closes. You've got 24-hour laundry service. You've got 24-hour supermarkets, 24-hour everything. So there are some clubs that don't start going, don't even open up until 3, 4 in the morning. And they're only open for a couple of hours, 4 or 5 hours until 6 or so. And so it's a really, New York is a crazy kind of town. It's not really for everybody. And so you see a lot of things, and you've got 24-hour television and the rest of that. And when you see everything there is to see, well, you don't see a heck of a lot of trees, do you? But when you see everything there is to see, you kind of wonder to yourself, what's the rest of the country going to get off on? I mean, we're going to start a band. What are we going to do? Are we going to come out in our jeans and sing about trees and, oh, the times are changing and it's really getting hard? You know, that's passé. People don't want to be brought down. They want to be knocked out. I do. We're the band we always wanted to see on stage. I would love to have been in the audience tonight to watch the show. To see people practically knocking themselves out, you know, walking off in sweat, barely able to leave tall buildings in a single bound. Oh, I love that. I've got to put that in the next bio. It's the show I always wanted to see. It's the band I always wanted to be in. I think people can sense that. That's really one thing you can't really generalize about about stereotypes and the rest of that. You know, the South is supposed to be Southern, whatever that means, and the North is supposed to be Northern, whatever that means. There's one thing that's true all over the place. People react to truth, justice, in the American way. You know, when you step up on a stage, if you jive people, if you make... Here we are. This is a phone. All right, who's this? Okie dokie, man. I am in 63. Right. You gonna come over right now? Okay, see you later, man. Bye. That's our valet. He's bringing over my guitar. What was I saying? Oh, the same thing that's true all over the place. People may be different a bit here and there, is that people react to honesty. And when an audience sees that a band gets up on stage and knocks themselves out for them, they respond. That's one thing that we can guarantee to ourselves every night. If we go out there and we knock ourselves out, and we do that every night, then the audience is going to react. You cannot help but react to somebody who's working for you.
That's true.
People don't realize that they're the bosses. We're not the bosses. They're the ones that pay for our existence. We, you know, I mean, we can't exist without the people in the audience. So all this stuff, all the lights, all the tons of equipment that we have on stage, all the danger, and there's quite a lot of it. I guess I could die any second if I sneeze when I'm doing the fire breathing or, you know, that kind of stuff. But it's really kind of a sickness, you know. You get up on a stage and without people clapping, I wouldn't be happy as a plumber, let's put it that way.
Would you rather do anything else?
Yeah. I would rather be God.
You'd rather be God?
Yeah. Other than that, I can't think of anything else. That's the closest you can get to it. I mean, you can be a religious leader, but you know, everybody kind of snickers about it, and you know, when you're in church and the rest of that, it's all very nice, and you feel very reverent, and you're talking this, you know, and it's all very nice. And when you go home and when you're in public, you don't really want to admit, oh, Father Williams really put out a great lecture today. Did you hear his lecture? People don't really talk about that. What you talk about is when somebody gives of themselves to you. Did you see that concert? Mom, did you see the amazing things he did? You know, that kind of stuff. That's what you talk about. Wow, isn't he great? He must be 10 feet tall. That's the closest you can get.
Do you feel strange when people like look up to you and say that, you know, you're up at a peak which is much higher than yourself? Do you feel like you're at a higher status level than the common person on the street?
No. I know that I'm famous. Do you mind getting up? Thanks. I mean, I know I'm famous. If you think you're better than somebody, then... this is Mr. Tony Canal, our valet, who's getting his name mentioned.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh,
right now. Come on over, talk.
All right.
Is this going to be broadcast?
Yeah.
Great. Tony just recently joined our crew from New York City, coming from a long line of distinguished valets, why it goes back hundreds of years, literally, to the time of the dawn of man,
when the
first caveman picked up his first
time.
You bet. Primitive is.
Right.
And without Tony, as a matter of fact, our job, our life or whatever, would be much, much harder.
How many people do you have on the crew out here?
I don't know. It must be about 20, including the group. There's a light system that we carry around that has 4 or 5. We have our own lighting director, Rick Monroe, and then We have Mr. Tony Canal, who takes care of us. Gives us tea and everything nice. And we've got a road manager who travels with us, Junior Smalling, and there's an accountant who takes care of stuff like that.
And there's a crew.
There's a crew of about five or six. And there's a sound system that's got five or so, four or five. So really, and then there's a group of four. So it's about 20 people. And there are more people, and then there's a bus driver. And then there's another guy who does just does security.
Yeah, that's a lot of people. That's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't he here?
You want to come in and get
him
on the interview?
This is Geddy Lee, the lead singer of Rush.
No, you can come in.
Okay, Dave. I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay,
though. Thanks a lot for
all
that.
Good night.
Good night.
Rush and Kiss plays together live, okay?
Yes, we can.
We were at the, went down to your Michigan Palace show about, I don't know how long.
Hey, that was a while back. Yeah. The two-nighter?
Yeah, I think it was. And we got down there, and you sold out like 5 minutes before. And that really helped.
The second night. The first one, I believe, was sold out about a week before.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, and then, as a matter of fact, I know when that was. That was December 21st, right? December 21st.
20th and
21st. 20th and 21st, at the Palace. Since then, everything's really been happening. After that, it was Cobo Hall in March.
That's where the Alive album was cut, wasn't it?
Yeah, some of it.
It's been, somewhere?
Yeah, it wasn't exclusively down there. We took, we cut Detroit, then we went to Davenport, Iowa. Absolutely, that's as important as any other city.
For sure.
Cleveland, New Jersey. We tried to stay away from New York, only because that's the obvious choice, you know? I mean, you think, well, a band from New York is going to go to New York. You know, it's just a kind of a tip of the hat to the rest of the country. There's no reason why New York has to be in there. You know, we're in New York all the time. Nothing wrong with that. And speaking of our Canadian brothers,
Bill Bojo and Drew were here.
You know, when we first went up to Canada to do, I think it was our second album, the first gig we ever did in Canada, was it the first? No, it wasn't. It's like the third or fourth we ever did in Canada. We ran into Rush headlong. We both collapsed. You know, any second now, a blunder is going to come out.
I just did.
And to be up front in the whole thing, I was really expecting, you know, I mean, I didn't know what Rush looked like, so I was really expecting a fat band to come out with beards, you know, and playing whatever, working in a coal mine. But that was Lee Dorsey, you know.
That's right. Down, down,
down. Down, down, down. And, you know, out come these flashy guys. We were up putting on our makeup, and all of a sudden we hear, "Yay! Oh, yeah!" You know, big surprise. And since then, we've done tons of gigs.
Yes, maybe
coming up to 80, 70.
That's good. That's good. Well, we did 3 months last year.
That's, 30 days in a month, but let's say about 20 gigs in a month. Yeah, I'd say about that. Talk.
What can I say? I mean, here I am, you know. Today I was thinking, see, I was trying to get an interview with you before, and Colin said that it was probably impossible. So I met...
Why? Because we're snobs, right?
Yeah, you're the band, you know.
I know, but see, people always think, I don't know why it is, maybe it's because other famous people, whatever that means again, have set a precedent, and that's too bad. That reflects very badly on the nice guys. No matter how famous we're going to get, no matter how famous Rush is going to get, you know, you have to have time for people. Because if people are interested in you, they've got no ulterior motive. All they want to do is sit down and say, "Hi, we think you're okay." And somebody that doesn't want to hear that might as well put a gun up to his upper palate and pull the trigger, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you guys get a real rush?
Yay! Oh, yeah!
Where did you ever get the idea for the tone?
I was born with it, fortunately or unfortunately, depending on your outlook. What do you mean, the idea for the tone? Well, I mean, are you going to do the Exorcist bit? I have pictures. I have pictures when I was about 16, being in New York in some very, in some prehistoric bands. One of them was called the Long Island Sounds, and that was there. And that was around 1966. It was in a different band, obviously, in a different context, in a different kind of setting. All brought to you by Colgate-Palmolive Company, the makers of Swiss Enema. You can't say that.
I knew a guy from Perrystone once.
You know, I bet, well, you guys are close to Canada. I was just going to say, you haven't been subjected to that Canadian thing. There are a couple of varieties of Canadian accents that we have never heard until we met Rush. There's like the real northern Thousand Coke guy,
which
Friggin' by Gar, and the mouth is held sideways. I don't know
all
why.
Time you gotta hold the
yes, and you have to put your, you have to fold your arms and hold your legs like that. Is that right? Yeah, stick out your gut, put out the double chin. I have yet to see them. You need four Coke. And then there's the French guys. French Canadians, which are different.
Well, they're altogether different, French Canadians. Uh-huh. They are gone from the East Coast there.
Hey?
What do you mean from...
Ah!
Hey, you got a bear sailor.
What do you mean they come from the East Coast? Which East Coast?
Eastern Quebec. Newfoundland. If you want to hear strange accents...
Tell me, are there a lot of sharks in Newfoundland?
Sharks? Yeah, well, they hang down the pool hall, but,
yeah, but
sometimes they don't make a good living there, you know.
But I mean in Finland, where there are fins.
Oh,
fin. Shark fin.
Well, I'm not talking about Newfoundland, I'm talking about Newfoundland.
Newfoundland, which is one word, but it's...
Newfoundland, Labrador, you know.
Labrador, retriever.
They didn't join the Commonwealth of the Dominion of Canada until 1948.
Oh.
Are you guys into karate at all?
Why do you ask that?
Because I've noticed a lot of you guys wear the belts.
Well, I knew Kathy Karate. She was great. I was into her for a while. and in and out, as it were. But you can't say that, can you?
No.
In and out, in and out, in and out. And Kathy was very nice.
Was she? Hey, I like
your
shoes.
I got a karate suit on right now. Man.
Yeah, and it's a little torn, as a matter of fact.
It's a little ripped up. I only wear it to go to evening dinner engagements.
Evening karate engagements.
One of the best.
That's not important. No, you don't want to know that. Do you?
What's that?
I don't know. What did you ask him?
Well, if you're into karate? Because I noticed.
I like Bruce Lee. Yeah, but it's all that much more fun. It's real different. Come on, let's be nice. Did you know that Bruce Lee is not related at all to Stan Lee? Who's Stan Lee?
I know who Stan Lee.
So do I. Do you know who Stan Lee is? Heavens to Murgatroyd. Who said that?
Yogi Berra.
Exit! Snaggle, but you can't say plus on the radio either. So.
Snaggle is who?
Fred.
Fred, who?
Where do you guys get your costumes?
We find them, garbage pails on the streets. And,
I think I met your costume coordinator today or something like that. He got off your bus.
Costume coordinator. Sounds like a caterpillar. Who is that?
It's Petoni Musker.
The person that was in here before?
Yeah, I think it was.
Well, costume coordinator. Gee, I guess that's what he is. We call him our valet. But we don't pronounce a T.
Valet.
Valet. Yeah, well, how was he?
How was he?
Yeah, was he nice?
Yeah, he was pleasant. What can you say?
You can say, you can't say that often.
Rutenhagen.
Schreven, I was always happy about saying. Here's what, who have been, Who's the last group that was in town?
Last group was Todd Rundgren.
Was Shrapes with him? The opening act?
Shrapes? Nope. It was Flood.
That was Montrose.
He did all right, but we lost a lot of money on the deal.
Oh. One good thing about our shows is whenever we play, people make money. That's always nice.
What do you mean?
Well, my mother thinks everything I earn. Oh, I don't know. You know, when a concert's sold out, everybody's happy. The people that are there are happy. The promoter's happy because he gets a chance to build a new nest, you know, for the new baby that's coming in December. You know about that, don't you?
No, I don't.
Oh, I didn't either. I just made that up. And the group's happy, obviously, because they get paid and because people are there, you know,
and
stuff.
And when it's sold out, the kids scream.
Yes, they scream. Primal. Primally. Back and forth. Forth and back.
And when it's sold out, when you get to your dressing room, you find food.
Fruit.
And foods.
Foods and fruit. Foodstuffs.
Flowers. Do you ever find flowers?
Yeah, there were flowers tonight. With,
when you get there and the show is selling poorly, you find beer and potato chips.
That was a joke. Oh, no, all the shows, well, for some reason, every time we do a show,
anywhere it may be.
People, yes, people treat us nicely, real nice. I mean, thank goodness the attendance has been fine, you know, everywhere. But, everybody's been treating us real nice. Excellent wine, women, and so on, the rest of that. I do believe they're trying to knock down our door. Why don't we go have a look at them? Sick puppies. We are all
as
sick puppies.
As gray traces of dawn tinge the eastern sky.
Brought to you by...
Travis.
Have we about run our course there?
For sure. Yeah, I really appreciate it.
Why not?
What can you say?
You can say Port Huron's okay in our book. That's
all right. Hey, one last question. Would you rather play a big hall or a small hall?
It really depends. The first thing you're concerned about is the sound of a hall, obviously. You know, I mean, the acoustics of it. So if a small hall doesn't have as good acoustics as a bigger hall, you want to play the bigger hall. The other thing is you want to make sure that people get a chance to see you. From what I understand, there were a couple of thousand kids outside that couldn't get in. They wanted us to do another show tomorrow, but we have to go. Where are we going? Traverse City? No? Fooey.
You guys ever get tired of it?
There is no way. Do you have a fantasy?
Yeah, I think everybody does.
Yeah. Now what happens if, bam, your fantasy comes true? I mean, more than you ever imagined it. Like if you wanted to have money, and all of a sudden you had more than what you wanted to have, and if you wanted to have women, and you had more than what you wanted to have, and if you wanted to be famous, then you were more famous. See what I mean? The bigger than life thing. It's great. It's supposed to be very nice and humble. If you're famous or whatever, you're supposed to be very humble and say, oh, actually, we're just good friends, actually, you know, we don't do this quite often, and,
We don't really want our money.
Yeah, we don't really want our money, but we'll keep it anyway.
No, what? Buying a record.
Yeah. We like our money, we like to be famous. And I don't think people mind.
What are you gonna do after Kiss?
You'll see him in your local movie house.
Maybe. But that's, you know, that's
up the road.
Sure. What are you gonna be doing next week? You don't know. you know, everybody wants to do certain things, and when the time's right, you wind up doing them. When the time's right. Right now, Case is doing better than ever and winding their way cross-country on a cross-country tour. We're doing fine, no complaints, and there's no way I'm thinking about anything else except this. So,
okay. Thanks a lot.
Sure, we'll see you.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks again. And that is the interview. What can you say? Gene Simmons, I thank you.
Geddy Lee, Rush, I thank you.
Thank you for having me into your home.
Now let's go to bed. Good night.